From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. John Campbell at the Democrat and Chronicle reports that James Tedesco, James Gruen, and Tim Kennedy were the only New York State senators who attended a Transportation Committee hearing on limo safety May 2nd. Relatives of the victims of the limo accident that killed 20 in the town of Schoharie last year spoke at the hearing, but only 3 of the 15 members of the committee showed. No local state senators turned up either. Lindsay DeLuca reported for the Albany television station, and I quote, "Many of the victims were from the district of Senator George Amador. He did not show up. When CBS 6 called his office, a spokesperson said Amador had previous commitments. Also absent, Senator James Seward. Schoharie is in his district, but his office also told me he had other commitments," end quote. The relatives of the victims of the Schoharie accident want lawmakers to take some action to prevent more accidents. Janet Steinberg, whose adult sons, Axel and Rich, were killed in the Schoharie crash, along with Axel's wife, Amy, said, and I quote, "If you ask me, New York State dropped the ball on this numerous times," end quote. Diane Walden reports for the Columbia paper that the measles still have not returned to Columbia County, with cases only as nearby as Rockland County and New York City. Columbia County Department of Public Information Officer Patricia Abidabile says the last outbreak here was 1997, when there were 2 measles cases reported. There are more current vaccination records in Columbia County. In 2013, the office administered 91 vaccinations. In 2014, that number dropped to 58. In 2015, it rose slightly to 65, rising again in 2016 to 72, and then falling to just 31 in 2017. Nationally, there have been 704 confirmed cases this year, the most since 1994. In Albany, lawmakers are considering 2 bills, S-2994 in the Senate and A-2371 in the Assembly, that would repeal exemptions from vaccinations to address the outbreak. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that 2 weeks ago, many Saugerties residents came out to voice support for a noise ordinance that would give local police broad latitude to decide whether noise is excessive. Under the proposed law, police would decide whether noise was, and I quote, "unusual, loud, or a noise, disturbs, injures, or endangers the comfort, response, health, peace, or safety of a reasonable person of normal sensibilities, or which causes injury to animal life or damage to property or business," end quote. But May 1st, at the second public hearing, residents came out to defend all sorts of noises. Some defended loud engines and equipment. Some defended gunshots. Some defended their First Amendment rights. Gaetana Ciarlanti said, and I quote, "I have a loudspeaker, and I have been known to organize rallies. I don't think I should have to be prohibited from using that because I think that infringes on the right to assemble," end quote. And some defended the sound of lawnmowers. Town resident Bob Lipman said, and I quote, "In my last dying breath, I'd love to organize on a Sunday a lawnmower invasion or a tractor invasion coming through town on the busiest weekend and bring 5,000 lawnmowers," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Amanda Purcell reports in Columbia Green Media that at a meeting on May 1st, representatives of Global Partners said that if it gets to build a new gas station at the Bells Pond intersection in Livingston, they will sell the Extramont gas station across the street. Global Partners wants to put a 4,800-square-foot building with a 24-hour gas station, convenience store, and an all-town fresh cafe at the northern end of the intersection of Routes 9, 9H, and 23. The company is now before the Livingston Planning Board for approval. Rob Osterhard, project manager with Bowling Engineering, said, and I quote, "The misconception that is floating out there is that this is a truck stop. Along the lines of the parking and fueling that I mentioned, I just want to clarify this is not a truck stop. This is merely a neighborhood market with fuel service with gasoline and diesel. We have added some truck parking at the planning board's request to address safety concerns, but there will not be any overnight parking of trucks here. Idling will be limited in accordance to state law. This is not intended to be a truck stop, end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WTXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend.